When you look at the history of our parish, the first people that came over in the late 1800s were really peasants. They were farmers, or they were peasant-type people looking for work in the industrial plants here in the middle section of the United States. And subsequent to that, we had two other big waves of immigrants, maybe three now, after the Second World War, and then in 1956 after the Revolution, and then recently after the fall of communism. And the second group that came were more of the people that were more of the intelligentsia, people who maybe were a little bit more of means, that because of communism had to leave their homeland, were like what my grandparents, they came because of economic needs. Some of the others that came in the next waves might have been a little bit more political. The new wave that's come in the last 20 years are young families, mainly from a part of Romania that was really hungry until 75 years ago. And the one treaty after the First World War dismembered Hungary and took about two-thirds of her land and half of her people and put them in other new countries, which left a lot of Hungarians kind of disconnected from Hungary. It also did something for a lot of the people that were here. When they studied the migrations of a lot of Eastern Europeans and Southern Europeans, they came to America to work thinking that they were going to go home in a little while. Well, after the end of the First World War, when Hungary was kind of dismembered, like where my family came from is now Slovakia, it was like, I'm a foreigner here, I'll be a foreigner if I go home. So they stayed. And for all of us, we're glad they did.